splits the ear of a par. Rashi says it means kain Moshiach liachas shechita, a par that kain God has to bring. V'yachad kach kiblu damai. And in those b'shah shechita, the carbon was a good carbon. After shechita, now somebody made a hole or made a slit in the ear, and then the makabel damai posel. You know the carbon is posel. Shneimer the posel says v'lokach midam ha'par. So we dash in hapar shoyi kfar. You have to take the blood, the kabbalah sadam has to be on the same type of a pile that was there b'shah shechita. Mashmi can't be missing anything from b'shah shechita to kabbalah sadam. So if you're missing the kulya, the kidney, it'll also be possible. So this is true. Ella rather the case like this. Ella kan shechoshu koidim kabbalah, kan shechoshu liyacha kabbalah. That's what we say as kosher means it was missing the kidney after they made even the kabbalah sadam. More still says it's still no good. Well, the Yacha Kabbalah, it's only missing after the Kabbalah, but Koydim's before you made this Rika. Koydim's Rika Mishori? Is it Mutter for the Korban? Is that Mutter? For your tiny, but not like this. The Postik says, Se Tomim Zocho Ben Shoni Yilachem. That was a Korban Pesach. It should be a Se, should be a Tam, a Zocho, and a Ben Shoni Yilachem. So we dash in. This Korban Pesach should be Tomim, should be Ben Shana, should be only 1 year old, not older. B'shah Shechita. At the time of the Shechita, you have to have all these things. Uminan, how do we know to say though, B'Kabbalah, V'Eloch V'Yaziyah, that even B'shah Kabbalah Saddam, and even B'shah Loch Saddam, even B'shah Zrika Saddam, also it has to be complete still, not a Mum. Tam Lem, the Pesach says, Yiyu, Shiyokol HaVyosan Tam. Or Ben Shana, that the whole animal should still be a Tam and a Ben Shana, not a Mum, even B'shah Zrika Saddam. See, if it's missing one of its kulyas, it's like a Mum, so it should also be possible. So Mora says, Tirgum, the case over here was a Ben Shana. The Yikah will mark for the pony is that it can't be more than a year old. It means from B'shah Shechita, even after Zrika, it has to be not more than a year old. But if it became a Mum, that doesn't matter. Since you made a Shechita in a Kabbalah, then the Mum doesn't bother us. So Mora says, Hochinami Mestavlid the Svar also. The Tanya goes learn like this. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Kol Hazvachim Shabbat Torah, every Korban, Shenishtayim Yam Kezayis Boser. If you made the Shechita, and you want to make this Rika Saddam, so you have to have some of the meat of the Korban left over that you still burn it yet. So as long as there's a Kezayis Boser, or Kezayis Chel, at least a Kezayis of the fat that's still around, the rest of the behemoth got lost and was burnt up. So you only have at least a kezayis of Bosor, of Chelev, then the Zorik Saddam. Then you had to make a Zorik Saddam. So you see clearly, even though everything else was burnt up, the animal's not around. It's Ein Lechomum, Godom is there. Still, you're allowed to make this Zorik Saddam. So you're telling us before that it has to be the same Matziv, the Shah Zorikah. So Shmamina, that's the proof that has to be the same, the Shah Zorikah, that's only the age. It can't be more than a year old. But as far as the Tam goes, no, even before Zrika could be a Balmum. Yeah. Now the Gemara is, is there anything to B'shah Shechita have a Ben Shana, the time when you shecht, it is called the Ben Shana, or B'shah Kabbalah V'Yalocha have a Ben Shnei Shonim, and punk B'shah to Kabbalah V'Yalocha, then it becomes 2 years old, how could that be? And the meaning is, you know, it starts the whole day. So a Shechita and a Zrika has to be the same day, you can't make it at night time. So how does it change your age? We know by a man you only change age at night time. That day, like your birthday, starts at night time. So how could the animal become like a 2 year older in the middle of the day? So Mora says, yes, on my robe, here there's a proof to say that Shoyas, the first place to Kaddishim, by a Korban, when the Torah says it's kosher, the first year, that first year means from day to day, from minute to minute. Like if it was born 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so it becomes 1 year old the next year, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Therefore, you made the Shechita 11 o'clock, and you first want to make the Zrika in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, that will be possible. Because B'shah Zrika, now the Korban is more than a year old, that will be possible. So I call upon him, we don't have a proof to what we're saying about the animal is missing something inside, is that called with a mum or not? So Mursa Lema, let's take another Mursa Matar Tanoim. Pasuk says, Umoyich the Kosos V'Nosuk, the Koros. That's by the beitzim of an animal. It's called a mum. If it's cut off or bruised there. So now, kulim beitzim. All these things I'm talking about by the beitzim. Divra Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. So in Diyak is now Bebeitzim V'loi, furthermore, Bebeitzim V'loi Begid, only these things happen to the Beitzim, not to the Gid, the Eber itself. Why? It was cut off, it should also be Yemum. Aim of the Mar says rather Af Bebeitzim, that all these things, Moyach V'Kosos, whether it was bruised or crushed, applies not only to the Gid, but even to the Beitzim also. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Vaymer, Kulam Begid. No, all these things only apply to the Gid, to the Eber itself, but not to the Beitzim, Teskel's not to. Rabbi Yossi Yemer, Moyach V'Kosos, it was bruised or crushed, Af Bebeitzim. That applies even to the Beitzim, that's also a Mum. Nosik V'Kosos, that's it was cut off or slit, that's only in the Gid in the Beitzim Loy. That's not absorbed by the Beitzim. So now what's the Machlokes? My love isn't it, Bok Miflagi, this is what they argue with, Bok Miflagi. T'masav Achsormi Bifnim, Shimei Chsorn. That Achsormi Bifnim is also called Achsorn. Therefore by the Beitzim, even though it's inside, but if it's bruised or crushed, so it's missing, the Beitzim are missing, that's called the Pekam, it's called the Mum. Ulmasa, the one that says no, it does not apply to the Beitzim, it only applies to the Gid, because still Lord Loish Mech Sarin, even though you bruised and you crushed the Beitzim, even though it's missing like, it's not called the Mum, because Achsar Mivifnim is not called Achsar, so maybe that's the Machlokes. So Mura says no, but Tizbura, Reb Yoisi, because it was Reb Yoisi hold. Ikisarif Reb Yoisi holds. Chisarim v'fnim shemei chisarim, that therefore even by the Beitzim it should be called a mum, afilu nosik v'koros nami. Even if it was just cut in a slit, it should also be a mum by the Beitzim. V'iksav v'loi shemei chisarim, he doesn't know what's missing in the in part of the body, the inside, like the Beitzim, that's not called a mum. Yesar afilu moyach v'koros nami loy. Even if it was crushed or it was bruised, it should also not be called a mum. So what does he hold? So what is rather elohocho, the mumim shebagoli kemiflagi. Here the machlokes is what's called the mum shebagoli. What's called the mum open that you could see. And Rashi has one gear so the kuli yalmo kesarmi bifnim loy shemei. We'll tell how you go to see in Rashi. Whether it could be shmei or loy shemei. And the side of gear should be kuli yalmo kesarmi bifnim loy shemei chesarim. A man the potsu beitzim la mishum chesarim and la mishum mum. Not because something is missing inside. Because it's a mum right now that you can see outside, that's the machlekes. So good, bihocha b'mum ishe b'golik m'fagi. Reb Yehuda savar moyich v'chosos heavy mumma. That if it was bruised or it was crushed, that's called a mum. The michvitzin, because it's like crushed in, it's like shrunk in, so you can see it. That's called a mum that you can tell. Nosik v'chorus heavy mumma. Who had been nosik v'chorus also if it's cut or slit, it's also called the mum, but li in the hanging, so you could see it as a mum. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Sava, moyich v'kosos lehevi mum, and know that by the Beitzim was just crushed, that's not called a mum. Why? Timikor nami zimna the michvitza, because even before, sometimes also the Beitzim might get shrunk or get shivered inside. That's not called a mum. Nosa v'koros, it was just cut off like slit, a little bit lehevi mumma. Timikor nami zimna the tliyin. Sometimes before also, it's just like hanging, and therefore it's not a mum that you could see. We have Yosi Sava, no. Moyich v'chosos every mum, if the Beitzim were crushed or bruised, that's called a mum. Doles nayu, like they're not here altogether. Versus v'chsorn, that's called like a chsorn, they're not here right now. Nosti v'chosos, so the sack is just like slit, cut there, like hanging, like heavy mumma. Doles nayu, because the mice are here, sort of just hanging a little bit, it's like slit there a little bit, that's not called a mum. So again, Kitzvah Gemara is not pushing the Shiloh where there is Chsor Mibifnim, if it's missing something inside that you can't tell, you can't see it, and that's called with the Mumma now, the Gemara is not pushing the Shiloh. Here, these Shilohs are all, if these things are called Mumim Shabgoli, that you could see these Mumim, yes or no. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Nifkam Hazubin? Rashi says that Zel Nifak Shakis Kovaboy, or the Gid, by Behemo, it's gear, the aver there, when it's a long aver in the behemoth, and it's surrounded by a sack, or a bag. So the bag that goes around the aver, that bag like, that kiss, nifkam, if there's a hole there, something is missing, or your area shanakeva, it means the makam by a female, by its aver there, also if there's a pagam there, that's also called a mum, b'mukdoshim. Now by a female is no din b'chor, so it means by a regular kachim. If the female has the pagam by its erev, that's called a mum. Nifkam hazonus, let's say the tail of an animal has a hole that something's missing there. So mina etzem, only some of the bone is missing. Avloi mina perik, If just, like between the perikmen, just the meat itself is missing, that's not called a mum. Or else, by shirosh zonav mefatzel, or else if the tip of the tail is like peeled off, take off the skin, until you can see the first part of the bone, that's also called a mum. That one doesn't have to heal up anymore, that's called a mum. Another thing is, or sheyesh boso mechuyo lechuyo mole etzpa, means the tail is made up from bones, and there's space in between of meat. So the space in between has to be less than an etzpa, than a finger. But if it's the size of a finger, of a thumb, that's also called a mum. It's not normal, that's called a mum. Nifkan v'loinito. That's what we start saying is the zubin. That's only if there's a pegam there, if there's a hole there. But not if the whole thing was taken off. Kis, also v'loi zachros. That's what we say. There's a pgam only in the kiss, in what goes around the aver, but not in the aver itself. In the zachros itself, there, even though there's a pgam, a hole, that will grow back again. Tani Nam Yochum, we're talking about this also. That nitkam, only if a hole took place there, v'le nito. Not if the whole thing was taken off. If the whole kiss was taken off, that's not a mum. Kiss, and even when you have a hole there, that's only in the kiss itself, but v'le zachros, not in the aver itself. Omer Rab Yeseh ben Amshulam. Maisa, what's happened? Rashi said it means the thumb, because a teflon usually is four thumbs. So Lamai Hilchus, what's the difference? Omer Rab Alinyan Tchelus, forget the tzitzis. The Tanya will learn like this. Kama Chutanun Naisen, how many strings do you put into the tzitzis? Basham Yom Arba, like we do, four strings, fold it over to be eight. But they still learn Mishloish, it's enough to have three strings. So Kama Temu Shashelus, how long, the Rashi learns, meaning that when you put it onto the beged itself, how high up off the corner is the hole supposed to be? So, Beisham Yomim Arba, four etzbois. Or Beisil Leim Shleisha, three etzbois. Shleisha Vesholish means three etzbois, three each way. She Beisham Yomim, Beisham Yomim says, Echod Miyaba Betefa Shekoladim. That this etzba that we measure it with, is the etzba of the thumb, which four of them make up as tefach. So how high up is the highest that the hole could be on the corner where you're going to put the tzitzis into? It can't be more than three etzbois, three goydla means three thumbs upwards. But a little bit less, yes. Yeah. That's the shear of an etzba, how high up the hole of the daggit should be where you put the tzitzis into. We have Huna bread in Yeshua Amar, L'shtayam, it means for different halacha. About these two amas, there's two measuring sticks that are on the base of Middish. The Tznam run like this. Shtay amas, there were two measuring sticks, an amma long,